Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Play Doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, your host, a veterinarian and physician, and I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to die at 75.5 like their parents and grandparents. I'm here for kids and baby boomers and seniors who don't want to be sick and miserable for the last 15 to 20 years of their life like their parents and grandparents. I am a conservative. A lot of people say I treat them like dogs, but they do seem to get better. Now, if you have a personal health challenge you want to ask about, if you have a health challenge of a friend, a loved one, a workmate, or if you want to talk about medical politics or the home-based business opportunity, give us a call, toll-free 1-877-912-PLAGUE. And that's toll-free 1-877-912-7529. Well, there's a full-page article in USA Today today on deadly bacteria on medical scopes. They're talking about colonoscopic exams, endoscopic exams down your mouth, down your throat, down your esophagus, into your stomach, your duodenum, gallbladder, bile ducts, the ducts out of the pancreas and so forth. And 40% of the people who get infections from these type of procedures die. 40% who get the infections die, okay? And, you know, this is all part of this bigger picture in which, according to the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Office of Inspector General, which is essentially the auditor for Medicare and Medicaid, they say that each month in America, medical doctors send their senior patients over age 65 into hospitals for the screening tests, like the scopes, endoscopes, colonoscopic exams, and so forth, and 15,000 die each month from these procedures. And then that's 180,000 a year who die from the procedures. And then you look at the number of infections in hospitals every year. There's 2 million infections because doctors don't wash their hands after they go potty. They don't clean these, apparently they don't clean these scopes, the endoscopic scopes, or the oral scopes, or the colorectal scopes and so on. They don't clean them. Okay, and they get dirty and from use after use after use. They really should be one-use devices and thrown away, kind of a throwaway thing, and prevent all this. At any rate, you look at some of the famous people who have died from this stuff. You know, 20 million infections, 90,000 deaths just from infections alone each year. What if Iran or North Korea were to send over an intercontinental ballistic missile, infect 2 million Americans in big population centers and kill 90,000. We declare war on them. And here's one trade that does it every year in their workplace, and nobody seems to raise an eyebrow. Well, we're talking really some serious stuff here. Okay, we're talking about Andy Rooney from 60 Minutes. They killed him with a colonoscopic exam. 3 days later after they did, they had punctured his intestine. He died from a belly infection known as a peritonitis. Then Dick Clark died, I don't know, 30 minutes after they did surgery on his prostate gland, which he didn't need. We could have helped him with his prostate problems if he really had them without surgery. When you've cut on the prostate gland, doctors never tell the patients. 30,000 men in America die each year within an hour after their procedure because the prostate releases hormones that increase your risk of dying of coronary thrombosis, thrombotic stroke, pulmonary embolism, and so forth. And Dick Clark won the lottery, and 30 minutes after they did the procedure on him, he was dead. And then Neil Armstrong, our top astronaut, first man to walk to the moon, personally saved two doomed NASA missions. They killed him with what the coroner's report said was an elective cardiovascular procedure. Elective means he didn't need it. They said, you really don't need this, Neil. But let's just go for it. You know, we'll get some Mercedes payments here, and, you know, you won't have to worry about a heart attack 50 years from now. And he said, okay, when he should have said, nah, pass. Okay, then there's Joan Rivers. She had one of these endoscopic things done on her throat in a storefront clinic. They anesthetized her, stuck one of these endoscopic things down her throat, and she died at 81 years old. And Joan Rivers, really nothing wrong with her. They never found anything wrong with her. Okay. And she just may have been shouting too much at a football game. Who knows? All right. Well, I urge you to get a hold of the books Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and the Password Chromotherapy. Get a hold of the book Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission, and learn how to do these things yourself. Every month, just once a month, and keep a log. Take your blood pressure. Take your pulse. Get your urine dipsticks. Take your weight. Go ahead and get blood test strips to find out if you have blood sugar problems or other, you can actually test your own cholesterol and A1C, hemoglobin, that kind of stuff. Get the equivalent of a colonoscopic exam, which is the occult blood test. If you do find a positive of blood, you can actually have a non-invasive, non-radiological examination to find out more details, which would be a high-resolution ultrasound. Give the same information with no radiation, no invasive stuff. Okay? And then, let's see here, I would also, I guess that's all the stuff we need. Anyway, you should do that every month. Okay? And again, the books, Let's Play Doctor, Let's Play Herbal Doctor, and the Passport Aromatherapy. Get a hold of the book, Epigenetics, The Death of the Genetic Theory of Disease Transmission. And begin to take the 90 for Life program. Let's say you don't have any, I don't really have anything wrong with me. I'm one of these healthy guys. Well, get on the Healthy Start Pack. You want to have a boring history. Now, it'll be 68 years that I haven't been to a doctor. I've been doing all my own tests, say four times a year, once every 3 months, for 68 years. I've never been on a prescription medication. I've never been to a hospital for any surgery, never had any surgery. And if everybody were like me medically and, do their own stuff, never go to a doctor for 68 years, use colloidal silver instead of antibiotics and that kind of thing. Use Aleve pain relievers if you need it. We have CM cream, CM plus capsules.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing, and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
You ever hear about Ghost 80% AR-15 rifle kits? At Guns80.com, they are the 80% specialists, helping to protect our privacy. Look, there are forces out there right now trying to register guns for future confiscation. UN treaties threatening our Second Amendment, our freedom. You need a Ghost AR-15, get it at Guns80.com. Call 844-2GUNS80. That's 844-248-6780. Own an AR-15 today and keep it a secret. Go to Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com. 844-2GUNS80.
We're back with Let's Play Doctor on the Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity and 90 for Life Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll free. 1-877-912. Play again. That's toll free. 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's go to the Bahamas, the Great Island Nations, and Valderine. Valderine, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Wallach. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How can I help you today?
Okay, I'm calling for on behalf of my son. He's 28. He weighs 139 pounds, and he's 5'5".
Okay.
He's been diagnosed with aplastic anemia. And I'd like to know, first of all, what causes aplastic anemia and whether the products that you have been blessed to develop can help him.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, it's one of those diseases that there's many, many causes, okay? Does your son have any other issues? Does he have skin problems like eczema, dermatitis, psoriasis, or rosacea?
No, he doesn't.
Okay, does he have any history of asthma or bronchitis?
No, he doesn't.
Okay, any belly problems like irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, diarrhea, appendicitis?
No.
Okay, very good. Do you have any other children?
Yes, two other children.
Okay. And did they have any health problems at all of any kind?
No, sir, they don't.
Okay. What about yourself? Do you have any health problems?
No, I don't. The only this came up very suddenly. He was actually traveling and happened to be in New York City visiting family, and he had problems with his wisdom teeth. They were badly infected, etc. He went to a dentist, had two of them extracted. The dentist noticed that he seemed to bleed a bit more than usual. And within 2 weeks, it kind of just spiraled into a situation where he had to go to the emergency room. And
why did he have to go to the emergency room? Was he still bleeding 2 weeks later?
No. He stopped. The bleeding stopped, but he started feeling very unwell, weak, lethargic, bad headaches.
Okay. Let's see here. Aplastic anemia is almost always caused by things like nutritional deficiencies, malabsorption, can't absorb vitamin B12 because you don't have enough stomach acid, can't absorb vitamin B12 because you have a gluten intolerance because it changes your intestinal lining. You could be iron deficient. You could be copper deficient. You can have osteoporosis. For instance, does your son have any joint problems, any back problems, anything like that?
No. If you're saying, does he have any problems like that that would have caused him to seek medical attention in the past, the answer is no.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you the same question a little different way. Does he have any joint pain? Not enough to make him go see a doctor, but noisy joints when he goes up the stairs, knees pop, crack, anything like that?
Not that I'm aware.
Okay. And when he went in to the emergency room, what did they tell him? That he was anemic? That's easy to see. But what did they say to him? What did they think the cause was?
They were pretty much baffled. He ended up going to emergency twice. The first time, they just did a cursory kind of check and said maybe he caught a virus. Second time, because the symptoms kind of accelerated, they did the blood test. And what they found is, what I've been told is that blood levels in general should be like between 12 and 15. His were out of 3.
Mm-hmm.
So
okay.
They did. Go ahead.
Go ahead. Finish.
Okay. They did a slew of tests trying to identify what would have caused his blood levels to be so low. And eventually, they did a bone marrow biopsy. And the diagnosis then was the malfunctioning bone marrow.
Okay. Okay, so they didn't say leukemia or anything like that. They just said bone marrow's not happy.
Yes, the leukemia was ruled out. There is no cancer.
Okay,
bone
good.
Bone marrow malfunction.
All right, very good. Excellent. Okay. What happens is that many times when you have bone problems, you don't have enough minerals. Either you're not absorbing them, they're not in your diet, maybe they're not in your diet and you're not absorbing it. You get what's called myelosclerosis or myelofibrosis, which is a filling up of the bone marrow cavity with scar tissue or bone matrix, and it squeezes out the cells that make red blood cells. It squeezes out the cells that make platelets. It squeezes out the cells that make white blood cells. And so you get what's called an aplastic anemia because you don't have enough cells to make enough red blood cells because they're being squeezed out by the scar tissue. And this is a manifestation of sort of almost juvenile osteoporosis. I've seen this in babies. You can actually cut their bones with a butter knife. They're so soft like balsa wood. You know, there's very little minerals in them. So that's what I was asking about, noisy joints going upstairs, or, you know, does his neck crack and pop when he turns it to the right and left? You might ask him these questions. And at 139 pounds, knowing what I know now, I would have him take two of the healthy bone and joint packs per month. That would allow him to have 1 ounce of the Osteo FX Plus at breakfast and dinner, 2 scoops of the Beyond Tang Tangerine 2.0 NutriCrystals at breakfast and dinner, 3 of the EFA Pluses at breakfast and dinner. He should also have 15 glucagel a day, 5 at breakfast, 5 at lunch, 5 at dinner, all that's accomplished by the 2 healthy bone and joint packs per month. And then call me every couple of weeks. Let me know how all this is going. We'll be back after these messages.
Call the Let's Play Doctor Show at 1-877-912-7529 to speak to Dr. Wally.
Diabetes is a terrible disease.
I spoke to you about a year ago about my husband. We got off all gluten. We got on the gluten-free diet, started the healthy pack. He was diabetic. He's no longer taking medication for diabetes now.
How long did he have diabetes when you started our program?
Oh, about 30 years.
Okay, so how long did it take him to get off his medication?
About, I would say, a month and a half.
Here you are, 30 years of diabetic, and in a month and a half, you're an ex-diabetic. Now, is that cool?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we do that so often, people get blasé about it. They say, oh, yeah, I'm not a diabetic anymore. We can make America a diabetes-free country in less than 2 months.
Do you have diabetes, heart disease, arthritis, or any other challenge you'd like to talk to somebody about? Call the number you'll hear within the program to get more information about Dr. Wallach's products, or call us at 877-344-1010. We'll put you in touch with somebody that can help you with your specific health challenge. Our number is 877-344-1010. Do you have health challenges related to the intestinal tract, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, ulcerative colitis, or Crohn's disease? Ashley had suffered for a long time before she found Dr. Wallach and his life-changing formulas.
I have severe Crohn's disease. I was diagnosed in 2008. My surgeon told me it was like one of the worst Crohn's diseases that he's ever seen. I've been under the knife. I've had 2 feet of my intestine taken out, a part of my colon. I was getting an infusion every 8 weeks, a very heavy medication. Ever since I've changed my diet and I've started the longevity program, my life has just changed completely. In 1 month, I've seen more of a difference than in 5 years.
If you or someone you know are suffering with Crohn's disease, irritable bowel syndrome, inflammatory bowel disease, or ulcerative colitis, and would like to find out how to get relief naturally with no drugs or surgeries, call Dr. Wallach's helpline. You'll hear the number during the show, or you can call us at 877-344-1010. That's 877-344-1010.
We're back with Leslie Doctor on the Lamar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll-free, 1-877-912-PLAY. And that's toll-free, 1-877-912-7529. And, Chuck, let's go right back to the Bahamas and Valderine for a second part of that question. Go ahead.
Thank you so much, Doctor.
Yes, ma'am.
Doctor, since December, early November, he has been having transfusion of platelets and red blood cells on an average like once to twice a week. The recommendation from the physicians is that he have a bone marrow transplant. We've identified a match with his brother, but I would like to know your view of this, please.
Sure. Well, if the surmised diagnosis here of mild, and you want to call the doctor and ask and call me back, if their diagnosis is, and he'll be kind of freaked out that you know this, myelofibrosis or myelosclerosis, if that's the diagnosis, it's repairable. And doing a bone marrow transplant in that situation really is not going to be advantageous, okay?
Wow.
Because you have to change the system. You have to change the background. You have to get rid of the scar tissue, which requires rebuilding the bones and rebuilding the bone marrow cavity and so forth, which is why we suggested the 2 healthy bone and joint packs per month. But I would also throw in, in case it's a vitamin B12 deficiency that's contributing to this, I would also throw in the de-stress capsules. In addition to two healthy bone and joint packs per month, I'd give them two bottles a month of the de-stress capsules. That's capital D, like David, dash, and then the word stress. Three of those de-stress capsules at breakfast and three at dinner time. That's going to give him a mega dose of vitamin B12. That's going to cover all of the possibilities for anemia, the 90 essential nutrients plus extra vitamin B12. It's imperative he stay away from the bad stuff so he can maximize his absorption. And if I didn't stress that enough, I would definitely keep him, even though he doesn't have a whole lot of other symptoms, I'd keep him away from gluten. That means no wheat, barley, rye, or oats. I'd keep him, and he can eat rice and sweet potatoes. The Chinese do pretty well. They have 1.8 billion people who don't eat gluten. They don't eat wheat, barley, rye, oats. They just live on rice and sweet potatoes. They seem to do okay. And then the Bahamas, you should have some pretty good sweet potatoes and rice there. And then, of course, you can have fish, and you can have red meat and pork and lamb and all that kind of stuff. Chicken, eggs is good, and poultry. All right, needs to have high quality proteins. But I'd give it 4 to 6 months on the supplement program before I even consider again a bone marrow transplant, because it's not really the answer here. If you would contact the doctor, ask him if he would call your son's problem again Milo. That's MYELO. Sclerosis, sclerosis, myelosclerosis, or myelofibrosis. Either one's the same name, for, you know, different names for the same problem. And then call me back, and then I'll be very, very sure. But I think that's what they're going to call it, is myelosclerosis or myelofibrosis. And again, it's caused by chronic osteoporosis in young people. Doctors forget you can get osteomalacia or osteoporosis in 2-year-olds or 6-month-olds. It doesn't have to be somebody who's 75 years old. And so this is a complication. When the bone marrow cavity fills up with scar tissue, which is trying to maintain bone architecture and strength, it crowds out the cells that make the platelets and make the red blood cells and make the white blood cells. And so that's why he's chronically anemic. And the signal that things are going right is that his blood count will begin to start coming up on the supplement program and the exclusion diet. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no wheat, barley, rye, oats. And if it just starts creeping up and getting better slowly, then obviously a bone marrow transplant is not necessary. And instead of having blood transfusion a week or two a week, and he drops down to one a week, because his count's getting better, you're obviously going in the right direction. So I'd give it 4 to 6 months with the supplement program and even the transfusions until, if nothing happens by 6 months, then you can try anything you want to. But I think the conservative approach, since it's not leukemia, would definitely be optimal, okay?
Okay. Thank you so very much, doctor.
Okay. I'd love to hear from you. Let me know if it is myelosclerosis or myelofibrosis. All right. Let's see here. We got time to start another one, Chuck? Well, that answers that question. Hang with us. We'll be back with more Truth, Justice, and the Young Longevity Way on Let's Play Doctor after these messages.
It's the Let's Play Doctor Show with Dr. Joel Wallach. To speak to Dr. Wallach, call 1-877-912-PLAY. That's 1-877-912-7529.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who Who isn't looking for more vibrant vigor and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The Freeze-Dry Guy presents Freeze-Dried Turkey, Freeze-Dried Ham, and the No-Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze-Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock-full of high-quality, great-tasting, freeze-dried diced turkey and ham from Mountain House. The gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
We're back with Leslie Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Young Jimmy, 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll free, 1-877-912-PLAY. Again, that's toll free, 1-877-912-7529. And Chuck, let's go to Tennessee and Kelly. Kelly, you're on the air.
Hey, Doc, how are you?
Okay, ma'am. How can I help you?
First of all, I just wanted to give you a brief update on another guy that you were helping with his dialysis.
Okay.
Over in Alabama, Luis. He has been on your products for 4 months. I talked to him yesterday on the phone. He's been on dialysis also, by the way, Doc, for three times a week since he was 19 years old. He's 33 years old now. But for 4 months, he's been on your products pretty intense. And he told me yesterday on the phone that he had 5 ounces of urine saved in a bottle after he has not urinated, Doc, in 10 years.
Wow.
And he has this week, this is his first week, he pulled himself back to two days a week of dialysis instead of three and says he feels fantastic. The doctors are kind of freaking out because he's like, why didn't you come in? And he's like, I don't need to. So he's cut himself back to two times a week on the dialysis. Doc, and I just wanted to thank you so much. He's so appreciative of all your help.
Yeah, well, you're welcome. Is he also getting the Ultimate Daily tablets?
Oh, yes, sir. He takes 9 of those a day.
Okay, good. Yeah, get that dirty blood flowing into the filtration units. The kidney starts working again. In most cases, when people are on dialysis and they have diagnosed with a kidney failure, they don't really have anything wrong with their kidney. It's blocked arteries. So thank you for the feedback. It's great for our listeners to hear that. Okay, how can I help you today?
I've got a lady who is 58 years old. She weighs 150 pounds. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, she fell on a kitchen in the kitchen and hit her head. They took her to the hospital, and they induced a coma from there. Things kind of took a turn for the worse. She's gone downhill. They had her on a ventilator for 2 weeks. She's also having bouts of Alzheimer's. When she first got into the hospital, they started treating her for seizures. And now they've kind of thrown their hands up in the air, Doc, and said, you know, there's nothing else we can do for her to take her home. They put her in this rehab / nursing home.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Deal.
Wait a minute here, Kelly. Did she have any inklings of, you know, people who were her family or caregivers? Did anybody have any inkling that she was having any dementia issues before she had the head injury?
No, sir. She was perfectly fine.
Okay. All right. Go ahead. Anything else for her?
No, that was it. They just kind of, they've given, thrown their hands up. And.
Okay. Now, so she's at a nursing home kind of thing?
Yes, sir. They're calling it a rehab facility.
Okay. Well, let's see what we can't do here. I would go ahead, and of course, you know, the people at the rehab center are going to have to see the bad food list, you know, 10 bad foods, no fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten, no sugar. All those things contribute to the cause of dementias as well as cholesterol-lowering drugs, statin drugs. She's eaten 6 or 8 eggs a day, scrambled, and butter. Not those eggs that come in a carton or in a plastic bag, because those are 60% oil, the worst possible thing for her. Ensure is not good for her because it's made out of oil, right? So this might be difficult if they're not, if the facility she's in are not prepared to cooperate with a change in diet and a supplement program that they're going to have to administer to her 2 or 3 times a day, okay? So I'll give you what I think is appropriate, but the problem is going to be in the implementation of this. Somebody who's free may have to be her personal family caregiver, run out there and do this for twice or 3 times a day. So at 150 pounds, I'd give her 2 of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month. That'd be 3 of our Ultimate Selenium at breakfast and dinner, 1 ounce of the OsteoFX Plus at breakfast and dinner, 2 scoops of the Beyond Tangerine 2.0 NutriCrystals at breakfast and dinner, 3 of the EFA Plus is a breakfast and dinner, 3 of the EFAs are breakfast and dinner, and all that would be accomplished with the 2 Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month. But also, in case she has, well, hang on, we'll give you the rest of this formula, Kelly, after these messages.
It's the Let's Play Doctor Show with Dr. Joel Walk. To speak to Dr. Walk, call 1-877-912-CLAY.
Pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Back with Leslie Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Young Jimmy and 95 Crusade. We do have lines open. Give us a call toll free 1-877-912-PLAY. And that's toll free 1-877-912-7529. Chuck, let's go right back to Tennessee and Ms. Kelly here. Again, just a brief review. She needs a 2 healthy brain and heart packs per month, a full dose of everything at breakfast, full dose during dinner time. I would also give her the de-stress capsules, 3 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. This deals with 2 different types of dementia, Korsakoff syndrome, which is a deficiency of a single vitamin, and Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome, which is a deficiency of that same single vitamin, but also has the complication of MS, multiple sclerosis, along with it. And then for vascular dementia, I would throw in the Ultimate Daily Tablets. I'd have her take it 150 pounds, 3 of those twice a day. That's 1 bottle a month. It's a large bottle. And they're designed to support and promote not only healthy blood pressure, but also to support and promote healthy blood flow through obstructed arteries, which is a very common cause of types of dementia, either from head trauma or from just inflammatory foods, oils, things like, again, Ensure and these other meal replacers that you pop atop, and they're creamy kind of shake-like drinks. They're very, very dangerous and inflammatory to arteries because of the oils in them, and certainly not for somebody who has dementia and head injury stuff. I would also go ahead with the SmartFX. I'd give her 3 of those twice a day. That's 2 bottles a month. The SmartFX are DHAs and EPAs, which are the raw materials for your neurons, your brain cells, to make neurotransmitters for memory and cognition, problem solving. So that would be useful here. And then one last thing, from a supplement standpoint, I'd have her take the Immortalium. I'd have her take 2 of those twice a day. It'd be 1 bottle a month. And that's to encourage the formation of stem cells and stimulate existing stem cells to do their jobs. And then, of course, anytime you have head stuff going on, brain injury, dementia, and again, MS, multiple sclerosis, which should be easy to see on a CAT scan or one of those types of things so you can see inside the head, okay, a CAT scan or an MRI, and that would show you the MS piece of it. She's going to need 6 to 8 eggs a day, soft scrambled and butter, not oils or margarine. They could be soft poached with soft yolks, soft boiled with soft yolks, and that is to supply some of the raw materials necessary to support and promote maintenance repair of the myelin, which is the insulation material in the brain, makes up 75% of the brain weight. And this myelin is almost 100% cholesterol. So it's imperative that she gets those eggs and then none of the bad stuff. No fried foods, no processed meats, no oils, no gluten. You know that drill. And no sugar, because sugar is your worst enemy next to oils when you have a dementia. Okay? Okay, Kelly, give me a call every couple of weeks. Let me know how this lady's doing. Okay, Chuck, we got time to go to Maine and Josh. Maine and Josh. Josh, you're on the air.
Hey, Dr. Well, good to reach you today.
Yes, sir. How can I help you?
Got a 3-month-old son who's just diagnosed with cystic fibrosis.
And he had a positive blood test?
What happened was he ended up with pneumonia, and we didn't do a blood test at birth, so he ended up with pneumonia. We did a sweat test at the hospital. We knew we were genetic carriers for it, me and my wife. So, you know, it came up in conversation, did a sweat test, and came back positive.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, first of all, cystic fibrosis is not genetically transmitted as is theorized by the medical bunch. Now, they and I have an argument about this. It's a simple nutritional deficiency during pregnancy. Tell me about your wife. Does she have any history of eczema, dermatitis, or psoriasis?
Yes.
Okay. And does she have any respiratory problems, any bronchitis or asthma?
No.
Okay. And do you have any other children, or is this your first child?
This is my third.
Okay.
Healthy kid. No. We've been together.
Mother of all 3 kids? Okay, so what about the other 2 children? Do they have any health problems?
Yeah, perfectly fine kids. No, they're great.
Okay. All right. Well, there's a deficiency here. And how much is this baby being breastfed by your wife?
Yes.
Okay. Well, she has got to be drop-dead gluten-free because the gluten will pass through the breast milk to the child. So this child has got to be totally gluten-free. and absolutely you'll see the kind of eczema and the skin problems get better. The fact that she had pneumonia when she, you know, was young, that gives you a hint that she has, you know, this problem too. She has an absorption problem. She has a gluten intolerance. So she's got to be gluten-free, particularly since she's breastfeeding this baby. Anything you give that baby's got to be gluten-free. No wheat, no barley, no rye, no oats. I can have rice and buckwheat, which is not wheat. The baby can have millet and sweet potatoes and things like that. Okay? But no fried food, no processed meats, no oils. A little bit early for some of that, but mama can't have those things either. For salad dressing, she can just squeeze lemon juice on her salads. For cooking, she can use water or butter. All right. Now, what does your wife weigh?
115.
168?
No, 115.
Oh, I'm sorry, 115. 115. Yeah. 115. Okay. 115. All right. Well, I would go ahead and have her take one healthy brain and heart pack per month, get an extra bottle of selenium, which will allow her to have 3 selenium at breakfast, 3 selenium at dinner time, a tablespoon of the OsteoFX Plus at breakfast and dinner, 1 scoop of the Beyond Tangerine 2.0 at breakfast and dinner, 3 of the EFA Pluses at breakfast and dinner, and 3 of the EFA Pluses at breakfast and 3 of the EFAs at dinner, and all would be accomplished by the one healthy brain and heart pack and the extra bottle of selenium. I would also throw in the de-stress capsules. Have her take 2 of those twice a day, 1 bottle a month. Now, this child, I would also give the child an extra EFA a day. I'd go ahead and puncture the EFA with a pin or a point of a scissors or something like that and drop that EFA right in the baby's mouth. And I'd go with EFA rather than EFA pluses. EFA doesn't taste quite as fishy as the EFA pluses. And kids tend to love them. Now, what's going to happen here is our experience is that the sweat test, which is used as, quote, a genetic marker, unquote, which it is not, a positive sweat test occurs in 17 other diseases. You can get a hold of the book Epigenetics, my newest one. You can get a hold of the book Rare Earth Been Cures. And you'll see there's a list of 17 diseases that give a positive sweat test. It has nothing to do with genetics. It's actually a deficiency of the omega-3 essential fatty acids resulting in the lack of production of certain prostaglandins that are required to keep the lung bronchi open and so they don't get asthma, which is a common complication of cystic fibrosis, which is really a selenium deficiency during pregnancy. And so, again, I would go ahead and get a hold of the book Rare Earths Been Cures, look up cystic fibrosis in there, look up selenium deficiency, get a hold of the book Rare Earths Been Cures, as I said, and get a hold of that book Epigenetics and look up cystic fibrosis. There's a whole section. I mean, this is a big story. This was a story when I discovered the first non-human case of cystic fibrosis back in 1977. This was a big story, okay, because first non-human case. And it happened to be a rhesus monkey from Yerkes Primate Center in Atlanta, Georgia. I was working with Emory University and the Yerkes Primate Center. And they fired me when I told them it was not genetic. Well, I've been proven right many, many times over the years. In fact, in the Laboratory Animal, International Laboratory Animal Research Journal, which is a scientific journal for laboratory animals by the National Science Foundation, June 2005, came out and said one of the greatest discoveries of the 20th century in laboratory primates, monkeys, that helped humans was the discovery of the non-human case of cystic fibrosis in a monkey. And then in brackets they said Emory University refused to release the name of the young pathologist that had made the discovery, which is me, because they were so embarrassed that they had fired me. Then it became one of the greatest discoveries of the 20th century. I thought that was kind of interesting. They should have put my name in there, but they said, no, we're not even going to give the guy's name. He's probably dead. Well, we're going to have some fun with those guys here pretty soon. But anyway, you can expect good things. Your son should do very well. But please keep in touch every couple of weeks. Let us know how the baby's doing. We'll walk you through this. But mama's going to have to take the Healthy Brain and Heart Pack, that extra bottle of selenium, and then get an extra bottle of EFAs, which you can drip into, you know, one a day, puncture, and you just drop the liquid contents into the baby's mouth. Okay.
Now, Doctor, can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
In regards
sure,
to that? So the baby's 3 months old. Right now, I'm still in the hospital from the discovery. Problem was he ended up with a lot of bacteria in his lungs, and
mm-hmm.
unfortunately, I've had to follow medical protocol on that, and I've been my hands are kind of tied at this point. But
the mother breastfeeding the baby. Wait a minute, the mother breastfeeding the baby.
Well,
they
that's
pump
one
her
of the
milk
problems.
And give it to the baby, right?
Yeah, one of the problems is they want to try to start getting formula.
Stop. Your wife can
right.
take the supplements.
Right.
The only thing it'll be missing is that extra EFA. Got to run. Give the wife, give your...
You have all seen and heard about the elements of the periodic table. These elements are the building blocks of everything in the universe. You, my friends, are made from these elements. A shortage of any of these important trace elements can lead to disease. Go with the science and take the Lady Talk Health Challenge and get all 90 essential trace elements with a healthy start pack at LadyTalkLive.com or call 855-333-LADY. That's 855-333-5239.
Research shows it's not just what you put in your body that counts, it's what you put on it as well. Why not use an all-natural, healthy mineral-based makeup that actually benefits your skin? Once you experience the airiness and flawless coverage of Youngevity Mineral Makeup, you will never use anything else. With Youngevity, the perception of your complexion will be natural perfection. Animal-friendly mineral makeup at Mary Lou Health. That's MariLouHealth.com. Or call 855-321-HEALTH.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Let's Play Doctor on the Mar Radio Network. Dr. Joel Wallach here for Youngevity and 90 for Life Crusade. And Chuck, let's go to Washington, D.C. and James. James, you're on the air.
Hello, Dr. Wallach.
Yes, sir. How can we help you?
Yes, my sister has thalassemia, anemia, sickle cell.
Okay, she got sickle cell anemia. Mm-hmm.
Yes, and... I was wondering, is that hereditary or could it be treated with nutrients or what?
Okay, well, sickle cell anemia was theorized a long time ago to be genetically transmitted in the black community. The same disease in the white community, listen to me here now, James, the same disease in the white community is called thalassemia. They gave it a different name.
That's the name, thalassemia.
And of course... thalassemia is supposed to be a genetic disease in the white community, and sickle cell anemia is supposed to be a black genetic disease, and it's the same disease. Basically what it is the mother, when your wife was an embryo, when she was still in her mother's uterus, mother was missing something. When the bone marrow cells that make normal hemoglobin were being made, they got something left out, and they can't make perfect hemoglobin. Okay? And so it's one of those things where it's not genetically, it's actually nutritional deficiency of the embryo when the cells in the bone marrow cavity that make hemoglobin don't get what they need to make perfect hemoglobin. So once the baby's born, you got to manage it. You can manage it so she doesn't have crises and die from this thing, okay? What does your wife weigh, James?
My sister, she weighed 170. About 170
pounds. Yeah. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And so, does she have any other problems? Does she have any skin problems or asthma or anything like that? Do you know?
No.
Okay. Does she have any?
Yes.
Does she have any bowel problems like diverticulitis or appendicitis or irritable bowel syndrome or colitis?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Well, she'd probably tell you if she did. All right. And so at 170 pounds, what I would do is give your sister, and this is the shortest way to say this. It doesn't sound right, but
okay.
It's the shortest way to say this. I'd like her to have two of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs, because what I want her to do is to get the selenium, which makes for a happy bone marrow. I want her to have two Healthy Brain and Heart Packs that will allow her to have three of her ultimate selenium at breakfast and three at dinner time. I want her to have 1 ounce of the Osteo FX Plus at breakfast and dinner, 2 scoops of the Beyond Tangerine 2.0 Nutri-Crystals at breakfast and dinner, 3 of the EFA Pluses at breakfast and dinner, and 3 of the EFAs at breakfast and dinner, all of it accomplished by the 2 Healthy Bone and Joint Packs per month. 2 of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month. 2 of the Healthy Brain and Heart Packs per month. And then I also would like her to have 3 of the De-stress capsules twice a day. That's 3 at breakfast, 3 at dinner, De-stress capsules. That's capital D, like David-stress. And that's for the B12 in there, which actually helps, again, with the structure of the hemoglobin and the cell wall and all that kind of stuff. Very important here. So 3 of the de-stress capsules at breakfast, 3 at dinner, that's 2 bottles a month. And then 2 of the healthy brain and heart packs per month. That's going to give her what she needs to provide her bone marrow, everything it needs to maximize its ability to make red blood cells and avoid crises. All right. Now, this is not genetically transmitted. So, does your sister have children?
Yes.
Okay. Do any of them have the sickle cell trait?
Not yet.
And how old are the children?
She has one that's 22.
She has one that's 22?
Yes.
Okay. She has one child.
Yes.
Okay. Well, keep in touch with me, but you know what to do for your sister now. But, yeah, read the book Epigenetics, and it has the whole story of thalassemia and sickle cell anemia. You'll be amazed. Well, thank you, Chuck. Superlative job as usual. God bless each and every one of you. God bless our troops. God bless the Navy SEALs. And God bless America.
The program is for informational purposes only. It is assumed the listeners as their own primary health care provider will consult with or refer themselves to a qualified health professional as they deem necessary. Let's Play Doctor is produced live Monday through Friday between 4 and 5 p.m. Eastern. Let's Play Doctor is a copyrighted presentation of and is authorized solely by Lamar Networks Incorporated. For information on the licensing of this program, call Lamar Networks at 877-34-
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy 2 bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.